New Hampshire lawmakers have passed a pair of bills that will significantly alter the state's energy policy. The pieces of legislation from the New Hampshire's House of Representatives are expected to shift the state away from renewables at a time when other states in New England are reportedly projected to spend hundreds of billions on their own decarbonization efforts. House Bill 5004 updates New Hampshire's energy policy to prioritize market-driven, affordable, and efficient energy sources, including fossil fuels. Supporters say the bill removes regulatory barriers and encourages energy independence, while opponents argue its favoring of fossil fuels does not consider the regional grid's renewable energy sources, which they claim can reduce electricity costs. Meanwhile, the other bill, House Bill 682, removes the Office of Wind Energy from New Hampshire's Department of Energy and dissolves committees related to offshore wind, workforce training, and port development. Republican state lawmakers say the move aligns them with a recent executive order by President Trump aimed at reducing offshore wind development amid concerns over impacts on fisheries and marine life. However, New Hampshire Democrats contend it removes the state from future discussions on offshore wind projects, limiting clean energy opportunities and job creation. They also cited studies indicating offshore wind turbines are not responsible for whale deaths and warned against the long-term consequences of prioritizing fossil fuels over renewable investments. New Hampshire's House is passing these bills a few months after the release of a report which found renewable energy mandates will double energy costs in New England. According to multiple regional policy organizations, meeting New England's decarbonization goals of an 80% emissions reduction by 2050 could cost $815 billion over that time, while leading to higher electricity rates and potential blackouts. But since New Hampshire is the only state in the region that doesn't share some of these clean energy policies, the study expects the Granite State will actually save New Englanders $56.5 billion during that same time frame.